Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Age of Aquarius. I am your host, Kenosha Amen. Well, as we can see the way things are going in the world right now, we are definitely in strange times where, as I said before, it's a type of zombification of America and the world. So you have people out here that are pretty much acting like zombies. And sad to say, it has increased. The amount of unruly, somewhat, I guess you could say, downright dangerous behaviors of people on airplanes, in flight, at airports. People are unruly and acting in a manner that you wouldn't expect normal human beings to act. So that's sort of like a zombification. There is a purge energy that is on the earth right now. I liken it to the human body. So when a person gets sick, they have hot flashes and cold flashes. Remember, weather is energy and energy is weather. So that's what we're seeing in America and around the world. You'll see heat waves on one side of America. And then you'll see extreme cold, snow going well into spring, summer. And you got the rains, of course, and the floods. That's similar to what the body goes through when the body has a flu-like condition, because the body is actually healing itself. But you go through these hot flashes and cold flashes, sweats, and things take place on a cellular level that we can actually see mirrored in Earth's activity. That's why you see volcanoes going off. It's like cellular disruption. When the body is healing itself, these things happen inside the body, and we're seeing them happen on the surface of the earth. And as we are beings here in this dimension, in this one dimension at least, because we're multidimensional, so we exist in many other dimensions. Just pay attention to your dreams and when you daydream. But as we are here on Earth, we are affected by that cleansing energy, that purge energy that the Earth is going through. Except for humans, you know, people here in this dimension, those who are in tune with Earth's energies, we're just, we're trying to maintain. We're along for the ride. It doesn't mean that we're not going through trials and tribulations. But at the same time, those who are not resonant with Earth and her energies, well, they're going through hell. And the purge is just like the movie The Purge. Like I said, you see these people out here acting up in airports. You see them robbing people, pulling guns on people, pulling guns on children. Like you had one man in the neighborhood, an Asian man who shot a little black child in the arm, and the judge like let him go on bail until there was such a public outcry that they had to put him back and raise the bail. So there's this purge type of energy where you see people doing or engaged in unruly behavior, and that's going to increase. People are stealing catalytic converters. That's been going on, but it's increased. Whatever it is, whatever energy that has been introduced into the populace is causing them, like I said, the separation of the wheat from the tares. So you got the wheat who resonate with the natural order. So even though Earth is going through all this chaos, even though she's going through all this chaos, we're right along with it. And we're adjusting. And then you have the tares who are here. They look like us, move like us, act like us. But now when this energy, this healing energy hits, as the earth is purging, they resort to purge-like behavior like you see in the movies, The Purge. And so they start attacking anyone and everyone around them. And these aren't just like random people. You know, you got people who are in families and all of a sudden they start acting crazy. That's that purge-like behavior or the zombification that is taking place. So just wanted to put this message out there. We are like 6 to 5 days away from June 21st, which is when the summer solstice, by the Gregorian calendar date, that's when it begins. The summer solstice, the equinox, those four times of the year, winter, spring, summer, fall, that's an energy portal that opens up. And it's going to be significant because we just had a lunar moon. We just had a lunar eclipse. No, it was a solar eclipse about a week ago. So that was an energy portal. And I believe a week before that solar eclipse, we had a blood moon. So we've had two major energy portals hit. And then we got the big energy portal hitting of the summer solstice. And so expect things to ramp up. That's why you're seeing, again, tied into the purge that Earth, she's going through to heal herself because she's sick. You got parasitic beings and parasitic humans and just parasitic systems set up on Earth, and it doesn't benefit anyone but a few, at the expense of the masses. So the Earth is healing herself and purging that. And the only way she can do that, and the universe, the cosmos, is assisting her, is destruction. So that's why you're seeing mice plagues and bat plagues and all types of plagues hit Australia. And you're going to see plagues hit America. You're going to see plagues hit Europe and other places. And you got to ask yourself, what's the karma for these nations, for these lands? How did these nations come about? What did they do in the past to establish themselves? I'll leave that up to you to research and figure it out and connect the dots. But there's definitely a karmic type cause and effect energy with what's going on in the earth right now. So that's why she's purging, because she's got to heal herself. You're going to see floods continuing in South America, Russia, China, wind spouts, or wind tunnels, which we call tornadoes, but a lot of them are going to be land spouts, because you're not going to have a weather system set up for a lot of these wind events where it looks like it's storming. It's just going to be a lot of wind blowing and a lot of energy vortexes, because that's all it is, spreading over the earth. More sinkholes like we're seeing, if you're paying attention, looking on social media, just Googling it. And all this is going to ramp up. Today's what, the 15th, so probably around 19th to 20th, and then right on the summer solstice when the 21st hits, and then the 22nd and 23rd. So it's going to start ramping up on the 19th, and then when that energy portal hits on the 21st, after that 22nd, 23rd, it's just it's going to be crazy. I expect to see more people with attacks. And also the plague that is already out there, where many people have succumbed to it and recovered, and a lot of people have passed away because of the plague. Nations are opening up, but it's not over. I suspect probably within a month or two, we're going to be right back in lockdown again, or some form of lockdown. I'm not even going to say within a month or two. I just know that we're going to be in lockdown again, because the plague is still there. It's still changing. People are still being affected. And Earth is not done healing herself too. So expect to see a lot of more natural catastrophes and strange explosions in people's homes and cars. Expect to see a lot of that. People are rushing to go back to normal, but we're never going back to that normal 2019, not even early 2020, because we moved into the age of Aquarius at 2013. We're still in that 7-year window, six years and a few months, I guess, maybe not exactly 7-year window for the Great American Eclipse. So the first Great American Eclipse hit in 2017, August 21st, 2017, and then it's going to come back again in 2024. So we're still in those energies. We're past the midway point, so it's going to intensify. You know, a lot of people make projections. A lot of entities have made projections around 2035, 2030, when great changes will occur, but we don't have that long. So 2024, a couple of years, is when we're going to notice how much the earth has changed. So just wanted to get on here and send that message, just a brief one. Keep your energies high, your vibrations high. Do what you got to do to keep your immune system strong and healthy for yourself and the knowledge that you have, and continue researching and look forward to more changes as we keep moving through the age of Aquarius. And once again, I am your host, Kenosha Amin, signing off.